Welcome to Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA, where innovation meets real-world impact in high-performance computing.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA RTX Pro GPUs. I'm your host, Logan Mahler. And because I like to mix things up and do things differently, we actually have AMD on the podcast today because, you know, we got to give love to all of our silicon vendors. So with that, I have Andy Parma. Andy, take a second, introduce yourself. What do you do at AMD? And then we'll just jump right into it.
Thank you so much for having me, Logan. My name is Andy Parma. I have the honor and privilege of working with Dell for the design, marketing, and sale of workstations using AMD Threadripper Pro and Ryzen Pro processors. Really pleased to be on the podcast today. Again, these Dell products that we work with, NVIDIA is one of our strategic partners. So you get a great experience with the AMD processors paired with the NVIDIA professional graphics cards.
I love it. So before we get into the new hotness, because you guys have released a few new mobiles recently and stuff like that, and we have some topics prepared, but I want to talk about the OG a little bit if we can. And we've went through a bit of a transformation, right? We're now Dell Pro Precision. It was Dell Pro Max, then it was Precision. But I got to talk about it. I would be remiss if we didn't talk about the Precision 7875 with the Threadripper, because M&E customers cannot get enough of that processor. So maybe let's start with kind of a high level. What makes the Threadripper CPU so amazing, and why does it really excel in a media and entertainment type workflow?
So the thing that our media and entertainment customers love about Threadripper Pro is ideal for all types of applications, whether you're looking at applications that really require a high processor frequency or ones that scale out well to the massive core counts. With Threadripper Pro, again, the workstation that we're talking about, Dell calls it the Precision 7875, goes all the way up to 96 cores. So whether you need a high core count, whether you need high frequency, you get all of that in the Precision 7875. One of the other things that it's great at is the way that Threadripper Pro has been architected is it gets the maximum performance out of NVIDIA graphics cards, whether that is for traditional media entertainment workflows or whether that's for AI workflows. So looking at, you know, in some cases, up to 80% faster performance out of your NVIDIA graphics card. So again, for, you know, power users and innovators within M&E, it's absolutely critical to get absolutely the most performance out of that NVIDIA graphics card. And you only get that in the Precision 7875.
I love it. I mean, I know Pixar and others can't get enough of it. I even heard a rumor, and I'm not an Unreal expert, I won't name names of other silicon vendors, but they said, hey, we must have, I think it was the Threadripper Pro, I think it's 7940 or something, something like that. And basically they were like, yeah, because Unreal will literally load on other silicon, CPU wise, it takes about 6 minutes to load the scene. On a Threadripper, it loads in, like, I think they said like 30 seconds or something. And they did the math that the how much money it saved them. So anyways, great machine. I love it. But let's talk about the new stuff, right? As we know, we transitioned from Precision to Dell Pro Max. Now we're back to Dell Pro Precision. But we recently launched kind of a newer product in the portfolio, right? Which is the Dell Pro Precision 5, which for those that don't know, we kind of changed our naming a little bit. So it's Dell Pro Precision, still Precision workstations, all the ones you love for, you know, 27 years or whatever it is now. We have the 579. So think 5, it's kind of the old base. Then you have 7, which is our premium. And then 9 is kind of the plus. But we launched something new, right? Workstations aren't necessarily known for being the smallest, lightest things because they're designed to be powerful and do awesome things. But we launched the Dell Pro Precision 5, the 14S and the 16S, which is the Slate Max. So first, let's kind of talk about what CPU from AMD is driving that, and then we'll dive kind of into the system.
So the processor that's in there is AMD's newest high-performance processor. We call it the Ryzen AI Pro 400 series. And so, like you talked about some with the capabilities of these systems, it's got killer CPU performance, but it's also got high performance graphics as well as an integrated AI engine. So again, as we talk to more and more customers, as AI becomes more and more a part of their workflow, you've got that dedicated AI engine in there so that as software takes more and more advantage of those functions, you've got that dedicated hardware engine already in the processor and in the workstation.
Yeah, it makes sense. So, I mean, from a you know, I talk mostly about GPUs, right? But NPUs obviously are coming up, right? And I see that this one, I think it has 60 TOPS, right? Which is quite a bit comparatively to, you know, other silicon vendors in the CPU kind of market. Like, maybe talk a little bit about, with 60 TOPS, you know, with the AMD Ryzen AI processor, like, what can you do? Like, what are some of the things that are enabled now? Assuming you had no GPU, what are some of the things you can do now that you weren't able to do before with, like, 60 TOPS versus 20 or 40?
Yeah, I mean, so there's several areas of the software ecosystem that we've worked with to get the most performance out of that dedicated AI engine. Obviously, Microsoft has been a strategic partner from the beginning. All of the things that they're doing with Copilot Plus are key. But in addition to our relationship with Microsoft, we're working with Adobe and other partners to AI accelerate creative workflows. So again, we work a lot with Adobe, with Autodesk within their suite of media entertainment software. And then also the other things that you do with your mobile workstation on a day-to-day that aren't necessarily in your creative flow, right? When you're on a collaboration call, right? WebEx or Teams or Zoom, or the other things that you need to run on your workstation. Again, not necessarily from a productivity, but it's got to be on there. All of your security and privacy features. So in addition, we've got strategic relationships with BufferZone and McAfee. And what that really enables you to do is in your creative workflow, you're able to offload those security and privacy features and functions to that dedicated AI engine that frees up all the processor cores and graphics cores for your productivity workflow. I mean, in addition, with the relationships we've got with Microsoft, WebEx, and Zoom, similar situation where when you're doing a collaborative workflow and you want to accelerate those communication features and functions, you can offload those to the dedicated AI engine so you can take advantage of all of the processor's resources for the productivity software that you're running.
Okay. I mean, it makes total sense, right? Like, offload where you can. You don't want to bottleneck resources. So another quick question is, you kind of mentioned a couple of ISVs, right? Not necessarily McAfee or BufferZone, but I think you mentioned Autodesk maybe. You mentioned a couple of others. So traditionally, that's been kind of a GPU type game, right? But I'm seeing more and more that, you know, CPU kind of silicon vendors are getting ISV certs. Can you maybe walk through, you know, AMD and kind of certifications from a general workstation standpoint so people kind of understand?
Yeah, I mean, so one of the things that we've done with these new products that Logan talked about, again, the Dell Pro Precision 5S series, as we've worked with Dell as well as leading ISVs so that you've got all of the ISV certification for the graphics in these workstations. So we're talking about folks like Adobe and Autodesk and Blackmagic Design for creative workflows. And again, if those of you that are doing other types of workflows and you know, product design and manufacturing, again, same type of ISV support from Dassault Systems and from Ansys and other leaders in the industry. So again, you can confidently run the productivity workflows that you're used to running on a Dell Pro Precision or a Dell Precision or a Dell Pro Max. You're going to get that same type of performance and experience from the ISV support standpoint that you're used to.
Makes sense. So yeah, and I think, you know, ISVs are, you know, coming around to looking at other ways to accelerate, right? And I think it makes perfect sense. You guys are kind of well positioned. But speaking of that, because, you know, we said Dell Precision, Dell Pro Max, and Dell Pro Precision, you also have something new in, you know, the Dell Pro Max kind of base, the kind of the Gorgon Point CPU refresh. So maybe talk a little bit about Gorgon Point and kind of gen over gen, what's changing.
The refresh of the Dell Pro Max 16 to the AMD Ryzen AI Pro 400 series is going to be a big performance jump gen on gen. Again, we're going to get higher performance out of that AI engine that we talked about, as well as some higher processor frequencies. So again, this is going to be an extremely high performance 16-inch, again, with support for NVIDIA Pro graphics as well. So again, if you're used to using CUDA accelerated workflows, you can get all of those experiences and the Dell Pro Max 16 with the AMD Ryzen processors.
Yeah, makes sense. You know, with it, I mean, we kind of talked about performance gains, right? But one of the things that stood out for me is, you know, in the older gen, you know, now battery life is up to, and I don't want to misquote, but I think it's like 22 hours or something. A lot of that is CPU kind of bound, right? Like a lot of it. Can you tell me kind of in the AI Pro 400 kind of Gorgon Point refresh, like what's enabling that? Is that AMD? Is that Dell? Like, is that a combination of the both? Because in a workstation that long of battery life is honestly freaking insane, because mine goes out after like an hour and a half if I'm doing crazy stuff on it.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a combination of the work that Dell engineers, AMD engineers, and our manufacturing partners do. So we work with TSMC, one of the highest performance manufacturers for high performance chips. And so again, we work with them to develop a chip that is really scalable. We call it the Zen cores that are in there. And that when we took on that Zen design philosophy, it was really around delivering excellent performance and performance per watt and battery life for traditional and emerging workflows. So again, there's a lot of engineering that was put into the Ryzen processor. Again, built it with leading manufacturing technology. And then we have very close relationships with the Dell engineering teams, so they can get absolutely the most out of these processors from a raw performance standpoint, as well as a battery life and a performance per watt standpoint. So it's again a combination of three really excellent engineering teams collaborating really closely together.
It's like the trifecta, like the Three Stooges. Like not the Three Stooges, I tried
Three Musketeers. There we go.
Yeah, it's even better. So here's a question, and it's not necessarily AMD related. I mean, I'm just looking for your personal opinion, right? If you check the news, traditionally, you know, system on a chip design was kind of relegated to that brand that has an Apple, right? There really wasn't in the PC game a whole lot. And you've seen NVIDIA with, you know, RTX Pro, you know, DGX Spark. Like there's been a whole bunch. And now I see AMD's kind of moving to that. Is that kind of the long-term strategy? Do you think there's still room in the market for discrete CPUs, like specifically the Threadripper? Is that a mobile play? I'm just curious. I mean, don't disclose anything you're not supposed to, but I'm just kind of curious, and the audience probably a little curious of like where AMD is kind of headed, I think.
Yeah, I mean, so the architecture that we've got in these Ryzen processors that we're talking about is a unified memory architecture where the CPU cores, the integrated graphics, and that integrated AI engine all share a single pool of unified memory. And so that's a phenomenal architecture for mobile workstations. Again, it's very efficient. You don't have to pass data back and forth across the PCI Express bus. Again, it really leads to a great balance of performance and battery life. Again, when we talked some about the desktop architecture that we've got with the Threadripper Pro processors and the Dell Precision 7875, again, that uses a traditional architecture, but you've got extremely high performance interconnects there. Again, a lot of PCI Express lanes between the Threadripper Pro processor and the NVIDIA graphics. And so we can support up to two graphics cards in that Dell Precision 7875. So when you need that, you know, maximum scalability, you've still got that with Threadripper plus the NVIDIA desktop cards. And when you want the efficiency in a Pro Precision mobile, again, you've got that efficiency from the unified memory architecture.
Awesome. Love it. So we've mentioned AI a bunch, and you've mentioned a lot. I mean, AMD just kind of launched some new tools under kind of the making, using air quotes, making AI real initiative, which I think it is real. But let's kind of start at the top. Like, what is this initiative? Like, what are the components and kind of who are they designed for?
So one of the big things that we do uniquely is working with the full spectrum of software partners. So again, we talked a lot about Microsoft at the beginning. Again, strategic relationship with them, with everything they're doing around Copilot Plus and their other AI initiatives. But we also work with the specific software vendors so that we can get AI acceleration, not just in the OS and the Microsoft experiences, but also in the professional software experiences. So we work, I talked some earlier about, you know, Adobe and Autodesk, but we also work with Avid and Blender and BorisFX, Epic Games. We talked about some at the beginning. They're not just a strategic partner for us, but they're also one of AMD's customers. And so again, we're really working with them so that not only do we have the AI acceleration in the operating system, but in the actual applications. And so in the last, you know, probably 60 days or so, I've had some pretty big optimizations come out. Adobe's newest Photoshop release, it's optimized around a set of instructions that's in the AMD cores. It's pretty geeky, but we call it a AVX 512. And what's important there is that it's a unique instruction to accelerate media and entertainment workflows that's not supported in mobile processors from anybody else in the industry. So again, you're going to get some unique experiences when running Adobe on the AMD processors. We've also recently had releases from Autodesk and Dassault Systèmes that are also optimized for the AMD architecture. So you mentioned the fruit company a little bit earlier. A lot of people like to talk about their, you know, fully integrated supply chain where they've got, you know, software and hardware in house. We get those same types of benefits of tight engineering relationships with the software ecosystem, but we also have the benefit of having best in class, you know, silicon manufacturing from AMD, silicon design and manufacturing, and best in class, you know, PC design and manufacturing from Dell. So again, we're, instead of, you know, compromising by putting everything under one roof, we really have, you know, the best in the world at making PCs combined with the best in the world at making processors, combined with the best in the world at making software.
So really making it real. I mean, I guess here's a good question is with the ISVs, and I don't mean to knock them and I'm not, but in the arc of adopting AI in their traditional software workflows, regardless of industry, I'd say they're a little behind. And I'd say they're a little behind. Have you seen, one, have you kind of seen the same? And then two, I guess more of kind of a future forward question is, now that you've kind of partnered with them, you're working with it, do you see them starting to adopt more? Do you see that changing? Is there kind of a, we don't really want to do AI, we're Boris FX, we don't really think that's a good idea. Like, I'd love to hear your opinion on it.
Yeah, I mean, what we continue to see is an acceleration of the number of AI features and functions that are in professional software. So again, what we see is that as AMD continues to release new versions of our software tools and continuing to make it easier and easier for our partners, they're able to do additional features and functions. And so kind of the way that things have kind of shaken out is that, you know, a lot of these software products have been around for, you know, more than a decade, right? And what was the first time that you and I used Photoshop? We were a little bitty when we used Photoshop for the first time.
Okay, I'm going to say I was using it when it still came in a box and it wasn't a perpetual subscription. Is you bought it and you held on to it for years until you had to upgrade it, like a long time ago. Anyways, that just dates us.
Yeah, so I mean, in that scenario, you know, Adobe's got a long installed customer base, lots of features and functions there. They're not looking to completely rewrite that product. But what we're able to do is we're able to work with them to add new features and functions to those existing workflows to complement what people are used to in those existing products. On the other side, you've got, you know, a lot of AI first types of applications, right? Image diffusion models, large language models. And again, we're able to work with them because of the way that we've architected the processors. And I talked about those three types of compute engines that are in there, the Zen cores, the graphics, and the AI engine. A lot of these kind of new wave applications like large language models and image diffusion just run straight on the AI engine from the get-go. Again, but when we're working with existing partners to add those AI features and functions, a lot of that runs on the GPU because, again, their software has been written for some of those legacy you know, data types that, you know, didn't exist, you know, 5-10 years ago. When we talk about AI, a lot of times we talk about int4 and int8. Those weren't around 10 years ago, right? So if you're writing software 10 years ago, you wrote for the more traditional data types. And so we get to work with those partners to add those features and functions to those legacy applications in addition to the new stuff.
So you're basically enabling these ISVs. I absolutely love it. So let's talk about something that, and it's more of the ITDM crowd, for those that are managing, you know, large fleets. Manageability and security. It's not the most sexy topic, but it's one that they obviously care quite a bit about, right? So, you know, let's start kind of from the top, you know, with the kind of refresh of Gorgon Point, as well as, you know, kind of the other line in the Dell Pro Precision 14S, like what kind of makes it, because from my understanding, it's very secure, but like what kind of features does you bring? What are some of the things that if I'm an ITDM that AMD is enabling that I would care about?
Yeah, I mean, so from a security standpoint, AMD works really closely with the software ecosystem, both Microsoft and the Linux community and Dell, to deliver layers of security to protect our customers' most sensitive data. So some of those are features that are actually in the AMD Ryzen processor. Some of those are features that are inside the operating system. And some of those are unique Dell features. And so again, through this collaboration, we talked a lot about collaboration in our chat today. But through this collaboration with Dell and the operating system vendors and AMD, we're able to provide layers of security to protect our customers' most sensitive data. And from a manageability standpoint, one of the things that's really important, again, we talked about the Dell AMD workstation relationship, whether that's on Pro Max or Pro Precision. These systems have only been in production for about a year. So most customers that are trying these AMD-powered Pro Precision workstations have a large number of workstations in their ecosystem that use my competitor's processors. And so what we've done is work with the open source community. All of the vPro manageability technologies are based on the same open source dash protocols as the AMD Pro manageability. So again, if you've got an installed base with vPro, the AMD Pro manageability is built on that same open source base. And so what we found is when we go to real third parties, real IT managers, and say, this is the experience of deploying the Dell Pro Precision with AMD versus what you've got in your IT ecosystem, what they consistently find is it's just about the same number of steps, just about the same amount of time. So there's really no fundamental difference in that deployment scenario. And then again, once everything is deployed, you've got the full same set of lifecycle management features. And again, in the new versions, again, those Dell Pro Precisions that came out this year, we've added some new features with Dell. So you've now got support for remote Windows recovery. You've got support for Active Directory authentication. So again, this is an area where AMD and Dell continue to innovate on new security and manageability features that are available in these new workstations.
Quick question. I mean, and this happens quite a bit, right? You hear horror stories about, kind of supply chain intrusion or tampering, which, I mean, Dell is kind of known for their supply chain, right? But what kind of steps, I'm curious, does AMD take kind of in the supply chain up until it reaches Dell, right? Like to protect, kind of at the silicon level to protect your proprietary products?
Yeah, I mean, so we have got a secure supply chain all the way through the full ecosystem, right? So when we're working with our manufacturing partners, when the products come into AMD for our validation and final test, and as they go from AMD into Dell for integration into those workstations, we've got a secure supply chain throughout that whole process. So again, customers can have confidence in the security and also the resiliency of the supply chain. Again, with by working through and with so many different partners, we're able to have a good amount of supply in addition to keeping that supply chain secure.
Yeah, having the supply is always great because sometimes it's not always there. And the last kind of question around this is like, obviously with the advent of AI, right? Like you kind of mentioned it, right? Like writing software for FP16, like rewriting all this, right? It's all changed. So how is the AMD security roadmap with the advent of AI going to evolve, right? Don't share anything proprietary, but obviously it will change. How do you foresee that it might change?
Yeah, I mean, so what we continue to see is that the integration and acceleration of AI accelerated security continues to be a priority for us. I mentioned some of those partners earlier. Over the next, we'll call it 3 to 6 months, there's going to be additional security partners that we are in tight engineering collaboration with today that you'll see additional software releases over the next 3 to 6 months. And so what I like to say as I talk to customers and partners is typically with customers refreshing their workstations every 3 to 4 years, it's important to get a machine with these high performance AI engines now. So you've got the hardware that's capable of software that's in development right now. Again, over the 3 to 4 years that these systems will typically be deployed, there's going to be a huge amount of innovation in productivity software, but as well as in those security and privacy features. And so it's really important to get the right hardware today so that when you make those software refreshes in the future, you can take full advantage of what you're paying for with new software innovation.
I agree. And I kind of say the same thing. And the line that I use is, and I'm probably a bad analogy, but if you remember Blu-ray and HD DVD and that battle many years ago, which once again dates me, but NPUs, kind of like HD DVD. Blu-ray, it's kind of like CUDA and GPUs, like with NVIDIA, right? Like we're not going to know what's going to happen, right? Both are being tested. Both are working. I mean, NVIDIA's got a bit of a head start, which is not bad, but I would say it's a better together story where you're getting some of that, like you described, right? That offloading bit for those I'm not going to say meaningless, but those less important tasks like background blur and all that kind of stuff that you need that might tax your GPU. I would say to get both. I said, get both. Don't go crazy, but you don't know I go, if you would have bought a system 2 years ago, not thinking about AI, now you're kind of thinking like, man, I really kind of need this. So I 100% agree with you. So let's ask a couple kind of final kind of rapid fire kind of questions, and then we'll kind of get ready to close it out. So we talked a lot about M&E. Where else does kind of AMD shine? And what other industries? And you could say all, which I'm expecting you to say all, but like if you were to say core industries for AMD, media entertainment for sure, but then are we engineering? Are we oil and gas? Like where else does AMD kind of play?
Yeah, I mean, so what we've seen is that as we introduced the first Dell Precision workstation with AMD processors, the early adopters were in media entertainment, including game development, right? So we talked about Epic Games as an AMD customer, EA, as well as, you know, a number of Microsoft studios are using AMD-powered workstations for their game development workflows. And so those were, you know, customers that were very easily able to see the performance advantage of AMD and their workflows. Then we've kind of expanded into other workflows where, again, because of, you know, different regulatory and other requirements for other industries, that it just takes longer for them to adopt new technology. So we've gotten into, you know, the automotive industry. We've gotten into architecture, engineering, and construction. And now the largest architecture firm in the UK, the largest architecture firm in the US, as well as some of our strategic architecture customers in Australia and New Zealand are all using AMD-powered workstations. And every major auto manufacturer is using AMD-powered workstations. So it really, when we introduce new innovative products like the Dell Pro Precision, where we see that first adoption is in, you know, game development and then more traditional media entertainment and visual effects. But over time, we see that propagate out into you know, design and manufacturing, architecture, engineering, construction. Again, universities, we've got over, you know, 200 universities that are using AMD-powered workstations. I stopped counting when we got to 200. It's well over that number now, but when we got to 200, I'm like, okay, that's a big number. I'm going to stop counting. So, and what I love about working with the universities is, you know, it's working with the next generation of these creatives, right? Whether it's going to be in media entertainment or game dev or engineering, getting that next generation of creatives familiar with the Dell AMD technology suite.
I love that. So, you know, I've used kind of AMD personally, like, you know, for home systems and stuff like that. Quick rapid fire question. What was the favorite, your favorite product that you've ever released AMD? Now you could say the new stuff, but was there one that you released that was just like so cutting edge, even if it was 10 years ago, that you're just like, man, I love this product?
Yeah. So my favorite one was the original Threadripper Pro. So we called it the Threadripper Pro 3000. It was about 6 years ago. That one completely reset customers' expectations for what you could do in a high performance workstation. I mean, up until then, again, I'm going to date myself, but up until then, if you wanted a high performance precision workstation, you were typically looking at having two processors in that precision workstation. And what we were able to do with Threadripper Pro in the Precision 7865, which is now the 7875, was we were able to deliver, you know, the performance from a two processor workstation in a single processor, which just absolutely blew customers away. One of my favorite stories was as we were sending out an early evaluation unit to a customer, they were, you know, kind of running it through their workflow, and they came across this problem. They're like, we can't figure out what's going on. Like we try to run our test and nothing runs. So we sent out one of our field engineers. We've got a strong field engineering team to support our customers. And the field engineer went out there, and what they found out was happening was the render was running so fast on Threadripper Pro that you couldn't even see the render bar pop up. It was a little instantaneous rendering. And so everyone thought it was broken.
Dude, that's great. That's a great friggin' story. That's awesome. And I remember I was around for that. Obviously I've been at Dell a long time, but yeah, 7865. And I think that refresh, it was like 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, we went to the 7875. Yeah. So people absolutely love that product. So Andy, so with that, we're kind of at the end of it. Let's do this. Take a second, you know, kind of give any final thoughts that you want to share. And then where can people, you know, learn more? I mean, obviously they can go to Dell.com and look at our workstations, but like, you know, on the AMD site, you know, maybe share if you want to share your email, you want to share LinkedIn, or you want to share somewhere to go to learn more on AMD's website, please do so. And we'll wrap it up.
Yeah. So again, thank you so much for having me. Really excited about what we can do with this new Dell Pro Precision set of products. Again, I think we're really going to bring killer battery life and performance to a lot of creative professionals. Again, if you want to follow me, again, I'm Andy Parma. I'm on LinkedIn, andy.parma@amd.com. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions or thoughts. I love to connect on LinkedIn. Again, I'm pretty active there with a lot of postings. And again, I know as we get through you know, event season in the second half of the year, Logan and I'll be working together on a lot of events. So there'll be a lot of amazing things that we'll be talking about in those fall events. And so you'll be able to see cool demos on the Precision 7875 as well as the Dell Pro Precision lineup.
Yep, absolutely. And just to tie into that before we wrap up, if you're attending SIGGRAPH next week, obviously AMD will be there, big part of our booth. You come by, check out kind of the Pixar demo and a demo that's running in the booth with UT or the University of Texas Immersive Lab. So if you're there, come by, say hi to Andy or myself. And with that, you know, great episode. You know, always try to do something a little bit different. And I think the key takeaway is, you know, it's a better together story, right? What from a CPU, the CPU doesn't get a lot of love on this show, and I think it's proved that the CPU is still extremely valuable, especially with AMD. And the GPU and CPU, it's a better together story. So with that, until next one, see you at SIGGRAPH. And until next time, this is Logan with Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA RTX GPUs, signing off.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Lab.